I go for a walk sometimes by myself, and I'll say, okay, on this walk, I'm going to have one thought I want to think about, one thought, you know. And I start that one thought, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, oop, and that takes me over to this thought. And then I'm on this thought, and pretty soon I started thinking about something really profound, and I'm over here thinking about how do I get the garage clean, you know? Because that's just the way we live in our culture today. The idea of just stopping and meditating almost seems un-American.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy continues his teaching, how to have more aha moments. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. We're thinking about aha moments, and you heard me in the open reference going for a walk and then having my mind switch from something profound to cleaning the garage. And Steve Tanner just reminded me, my never thinks about cleaning the garage. I said, I think about it, I just don't do it, I guess. That's the intentional, lack of intentional part. But aha moments, seriously, this series has been intended to help us think about, the moments in our life, those moments when we're reading scripture, when we're praying, when we're alone, when we're talking to someone that we respect and we're getting input, that we have one of those aha moments, a moment of awareness, mindfulness of what's occurring, and clearly to test it to see if it's from God, because it could be impacting the very course of our day, our week, or our life. How to have more aha moments, our series this week. We're going to continue that in just a moment over in the teaching studio. Before we do, I just would love to hear your aha moment. If you have one where you just remember, you know, it was that moment, that day that God really spoke to me and it changed the course of my life. What was it? Share that with us at 888-888-1717. And when you get there, just press number 2 to take you to our comment line. And I would enjoy hearing your stories of the aha moments in your life. All right, let's move on over to the teaching studio with staff and visitors as we continue this series on how to have more aha moments.
Number 3 is good counsel. We really miss this so much in our lives. You know, the scripture says in Proverbs 15 that plans fail for lack of good counsel. Don and I have talked. I'm going through this stage where, you know, as I'm in a place where there's transition going on in my own life, I understand that as we get older. The last year has not been an easy year for me. And you know who I talk to? People who are going, who've been through or going through what I'm going through, age-wise, in process of looking in the future. What do you do in this next stage of your life, and how can you stay productive, and how can you use your talents and really, you know, do what God's given you to do? So I want to talk to some people who have learned, some people who have failed. I want to talk to some people who have experienced and get as much wisdom as I can from people that I trust. Because that'll be aha moments for me. I can have, I understand. I see that. And so good counsel, we need good counsel. We need people in our lives who can speak the truth in our life, can look right at us and tell us the truth. Part of the responsibility of a board of directors is to give good wisdom, not only governance, but good wisdom. Sometimes saying yes, sometimes saying no, and sometimes saying, hey, let me just ask you to think about this. Or, hey, let me push back and have you thought about that? That's part of this process of having more aha moments than self-inflicted crisis moments. Have you ever noticed that a lot of the people who have self-inflicted moments are people who are trying to do it all on their own? They're making their own decisions. They think they know what's best. They know what should be done. And as a result, not seeking counsel and wisdom from others, it blows up in their face. So good counsel, number 4 on this list of the top 10, is teaching. And, you know, thinking about, what does the Bible say about teaching? In Proverbs chapter 9, it says, instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Isn't that interesting? I'm hoping that even teaching like this morning, for somebody here, you might say, oh, I aha moments. I'm going to look for more aha moments. And I've been successful at what I'm doing today. We gain wisdom sometimes from somebody else who's teaching, good teachers. You saw that in school, didn't you? I can look back at my career going through college and university and advanced training, that there were some professors that really stood out. Their wisdom, the things that they said, gave me an insight and said, aha, I see that. Wow, they've learned, they've done the research, they brought it all together, here it is. If we could learn from teaching, that's going to help us to be more proactive in our life, because, man, what we don't want is to have self-inflicted moments and not make change because of the self-destructive nature that so many happens to so many of us. Number five is meditation. Of course, meditation is something we're pretty busy not doing these days. You know, in Psalm 1, it says, delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night. Scripture talks about meditation. Today, we got meditation seen as something that's non-Christian. But the Bible teaches us a word to meditate. The question is, what do you meditate on? So much of the mindfulness movement, that you hear more and more people talking about being mindful and so on. The mindfulness movement so often focuses on clearing your mind and just eliminating, focusing on anything. And we're commanded to focus on God's Word.
Stay close. Dr. Randy helps you to have fewer uh-ohs and more aha's. Dr. Randy will be back in just a bit.
You know, with a name like Intentional Living, you got to believe that Dr. Randy wants you to be intentional. And you'd be right. This month, he's helping you to be intentional for your life. And when you become a monthly member, you'll not only get Dr. Randy's monthly coaching CDs, but you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes two of Dr. Randy's books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the IL wristband. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call anytime 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4.
Hello, Dr. Randy. I just want to say I love your show. Ever since I started to listen to your message, how my life has changed, how I became a more understanding parent versus, you know, before not having enough patience because there was not enough to go around and stress levels kept on rising. I just finished a conversation with my sister that was going through a tough situation with her teenager, and I passed along the message that you had on a couple shows prior, and she was just like, that's the word I needed to hear. And they're like, well, how do you know so much? And I'm like, well, turn on the radio or go into the website and you can find the message from God. It's just so amazing, and I'm just extremely thankful. My life again has changed, as well as my children, and we just couldn't be happier. I thank you so much for blessing us each and every day with your words. Thank you very much.
Now let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues today's teaching.
But the Bible teaches us a word to meditate. The question is, what do you meditate on? So much of the mindfulness movement, that you hear more and more people talking about being mindful and so on. The mindfulness movement so often focuses on clearing your mind and just eliminating, focusing on anything. And we're commanded to focus on God's Word, on His truth, on His teaching. And so we need to be more focused on meditation. Hard thing for me to do. Can you just sit and meditate on one thought, one scripture, one idea, one question? Or are you like me? You sit down. I do this. I go for a walk sometimes by myself, and I'll say, okay, on this walk, I'm going to have one thought I want to think about, one thought, you know. And I start that one thought, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, oops, and that takes me over to this thought. And then I'm on this thought, and pretty soon I started thinking about something really profound, and I'm over here thinking about how do I get the garage cleaned, you know? Because that's just the way we live in our culture today. The idea of just stopping and meditating almost seems un-American. I mean, we're supposed to be so busy, so productive, results-driven, to just stop and say, I'm going to meditate on a thought. And I always find when I'm able to break through and do that, it's a profound thing. take one of these scriptures and just meditate on this. Well, you know, what is God saying through that to my life? And what does that mean? And how does that apply? There's some really profound things that can come out of that for your life to be more aha moments. Number six on my list is others, watching others. You ever learn from watching others? You want to have a good marriage? Watch other marriages. Watch the ones that are working and ones that aren't working. And there'll be patterns that you're going to see. And again, life is not complicated when it comes to patterns. We tend to destroy marriages in the same way, just with different names associated with it. Anger, unfaithfulness, you know, you look at the things that occur that destroy marriage. Most of us, if we damage our health, we do it in the same way, right? We can see it in the lives of others. People who are successful financially or unsuccessful, there's patterns you can see in their behaviors that they live and how they live. Now, you want to have godly examples, because if the goal is just this and it's not God's intention for that, and then you're just following the world system, and I'm not suggesting that. But we can learn from people who know how to manage money. We can learn from people how to manage health, how to manage business, how to manage relationships, and follow by watching others and learning from others. I'm a people watcher anyway by nature. It's just the way I'm wired. Probably led me into the interest in counseling, just watching people. And when you watch others, you can either learn from them or you can see another person or another situation and just miss the whole opportunity of saying, hey, what can I learn that'll be positive in my life? I enjoy when I'm with people asking questions of them. What'd you do? Or how'd you do that? Or how does that work? And you learn. You can take in 20 minutes with a person, you can gain so much insight from another person. You may take, you may not take, but watching others and learning from others can be such a positive thing in your own life. Number seven, hopefully I don't run out of space, is asking questions, which kind of fits in with what I was just saying. But I've done lessons before on questions and the power of questions. Questions have a way of forcing us to look for answers. Many of us spend more time making statements than we do asking questions. And questions are much more beneficial. As a counselor, when someone comes in for counseling, they're going to gain more from me from the questions that I ask than from the statements that I make. Because the right question at the right time from the right person can change your life. And so asking questions of yourself, you ever do that? Are you the type of person? I do that. I do it all the time. I don't do it out loud because that's when they take you away, you know?
But we need to be asking questions. We're talking now live from our Intentional Living studio as we're following up on this series that we'll wrap up tomorrow on having more aha moments, asking the right questions. You know, this ministry of intentional living was founded and started with one intention, one idea, one goal, and that is and was and will continue to be to allow you to be encouraged, to be equipped, and pointed in the right direction for what does it mean to live an intentional life. We understand the word to mean purpose and direction, but it's deeper than that, and it's life transformational. And we have several thousand people on this journey with us, and they indicated by their monthly support that they appreciate the ministry. They stand with us every month in financial support, and frankly, if that were to be removed, the program would be gone, and the ministry would cease to be. But we're here because of their prayers, because of your prayers and your support. And I would like to invite you, I would like to ask you to come and join us. As you know, at the end of last year, we had a big push. We fell a little bit short of where we needed to be to wrap up 2017. And here in the middle of January, I want you to know that we really do rely upon your support financially each and every month. Those of you who are members, thank you for continuing. Those members who've been able to increase your support, maybe going from $1 a day to $2 a day of support, thank you. And for those who are joining us today to become a new member of the Intentional Living Center, we say thanks. We have a new member kit, including two of our best-selling books from Intentional Living, and this teaching for this month, this entire series here on Aha Moments, our gift to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We got some question and answers coming up in just a moment. Don't go away.
So how do you tame stress?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
Well, you know, some stress is necessary. Successful people know how to manage stress. First, they really figure out their priorities, and they postpone those things that aren't important. Second, watch for that burnout and overload. Be comfortable about not doing everything. Try to stay organized. You might list what's going right, and then rest, relax, exercise, and maintain your health. Finally, do not adopt everybody else's emergency. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Good morning, Dr. Randy. My name is Jeff. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. Originally from New York, but I've been out here 20 years now. I just want to say how blessed I have been. I took the 30-day challenge probably in February or March of 2016, and I've never turned back. It's just been a blessing in my life. I've had some challenges in my marriage from kind of watching some porn and then smoking cigarettes that I promised my wife of 8 years that I would quit before we got married, and it didn't happen. So I've been struggling for many years, and I finally had to find something that would help me, and that was Family Life Radio. Listening to your programs has been an inspiration to me. Since I started, I have joined a Bible study, small men's group, I should say. And then I joined another organization that I volunteer and I cook for a men's working shelter. And that also helps heal my heart, makes me feel like a better person. I can give back to people that need guidance. And I credit you, Dr. Randy, for just giving us the tools that we need to get closer to God. And it finally, by listening to your radio station and getting education, it's been happening. So I'm so blessed today. I'm so thankful for you, for Jesus, and for the people that I surround myself with today. It's just been amazing and a blessing. So, and I want to continue to share that love with others. I take your CDs that you send me every month, and I'm making a library for anybody that might possibly come in my path that needs some inspiration, some education. I pass that on to them. So thank you for sending them to me. I continue to do some great work with that, following your footsteps. God bless you.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome here to the Intentional Living Center today as we continue this series on how to have more and more significant aha moments in your life, life-changing moments. You know, at the end of each of my teachings, when I'm with my staff and visitors, we typically pass the microphone around and just allow people to share and talk and reflect on what they've heard. And we like to bring some of those thoughts here to the radio so you get to hear them as well. And I pass the mic around and ask the question to our team, you know, have you had any aha moments in the last year, the last several months? And what are they? And here's what some of our staff had to say.
Good counsel has been very, very helpful. I've seen where my life has been in the past built on what I've done, how I see myself as this person who's done so much, when that's stubble. That's just a human foundation. It's not a foundation from God. And so things happen where you can't depend on that. Mm-hmm. And you need to depend on relationship with Christ. And I needed the moment where a friend shared that to me. And that was a real turning point for me this year.
Good.
I found it interesting that you came up with number 10, gut check.
Yeah.
That's something that God's really been speaking to me about in the stage of life that I'm in, and having grandchildren and watching instant gratification that is leading that age of children now, you know, ask Google, YouTube, whatever. Mm-hmm. So with my grandchildren, I'm really spending some time in, you know, what's the gut telling you? You know, what's the Holy Spirit telling you? How is that changing how you might think of things? So when I pick them up from school, instead of saying, how did your school day go? Tell me what happened today that you stopped and thought about. What was the Spirit telling you today?
Mm.
So I think a lot of kids today really truly miss that because it's going from one thing to the next in that ADD manner because they're so used to instant instead of stopping and checking with their heart, checking with the Lord, and checking with their gut.
It's good. I think we're losing, this culture of millennials growing up is losing the ability to think. They're losing the ability to really process information and thinking things through. Alexa? That's what we have today. And it's going to be more and more of that. And the technology people are, I wouldn't be surprised if technology people are already thinking about how can we solve people's problems. How do I do this? Boom. And Alexa's going to tell you what you should do in problems with whatever. And it won't be I have to think and pray and process and have an aha moment. I'm looking for this outside, tell me what to do and I'll do it, as opposed to really deeply saying, God, this has got to be deep in my life. What happens is, if it doesn't become real in us, if the aha moment doesn't get real, there's no change. If Alexa's telling me to go do this, I go do it, and then the next time I got to go ask her again. Instead of saying, hey, it's a deep change in my life. I know what I need to do and how I need to live, as opposed to being told. That's good. Good insight. Others on that list.
Maybe just something to carry on to that. You know, if we say, you know, Holy Spirit, tell me what to do and I'll do it. I mean, that's a different life. You know, I think the older generation is so self-reliant, it misses the Holy Spirit. And the next generation is going to be so dependent upon technology that they're going to miss the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Same problem, you know. The irony is there, but really, Holy Spirit, Father, Jesus, what do you want? And I'll do it. You know, that's the key. And instead of replacing him with anything else, I think that's what is so easy to do in this world.
Good. True.
I was just thinking about something that I went to a conference on content marketing earlier this year. It was a great conference, but I sat in a session that talked about that everyone is an expert. Like when you Google how to do anything, it will give you millions of answers and everyone is an expert. And what our world needs, according to this this content marketer, was not more experts. They need more visionaries. Mm. And I sat there as probably maybe the only Christian in the room and thought, that vision doesn't come on our own. We have to be plugged into the Holy Spirit for that. But I thought that's something that as believers, we can provide. We're not just providing expert guidance, although we have that. We're providing vision and encouraging people to plug into the Holy Spirit and into what Jesus is doing. And that was a big encouragement to me. I thought, I think we're on the right track.
That's good. Without a vision, the people cast off restraint. Anyone else? Steve?
Yeah, with the occurrence of when my daughter-in-law had a sudden pulmonary embolism at age 21, that was, you know, a huge life change moment for a whole bunch of us. And just looking at your list, thinking about, I mean, immediately went to scripture and prayer, of course, counsel. I mean, I solicited the prayers of people in this room and family and other friends and people out of state, you know, all praying, good counsel, teaching, you know, leaning back on teaching that I had heard. Meditation for sure. Others, watching college kids gather for prayer for my daughter-in-law and my son, unprompted by a pastor or some, you know, older adult, but these kids that cared and watching them and their maturity as young men and women Just seeing so many of these things on the list drive me to that becoming an aha moment and not a self-destructive moment. It's so easily an incident like that could have driven me or others in our family to anger and to destructive behavior, but it drove us to aha. And seeing God at work through that was an incredibly amazing aha moment that we're still experiencing in her life and how God is working in her life. And almost everything on this. So I didn't read any biographies in the waiting room that day, but pretty much everything else on the list happened whenever we were faced with that and then watching God at work over the weeks and months since.
That's good.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Duran. I just wanted to share a little bit of insight as a personal trainer and some of the things that I've helped for other people regaining their health and losing significant amounts of weight. One, it takes time. Two, continually make little goals. For example, some people don't eat breakfast. Make it to eat breakfast for a couple weeks. Once you have that down, replace some of your unhealthy snacks with some healthy snacks. Now, once you have that down, walk 30 minutes every day. It's those little goals that are going to change your life over time and create significant health benefits that are actually going to last and become a lifestyle rather than just being short-term kind of thing. Thank you.
That's wisdom. You know, we refer to it here at our center as doing the next right one thing. The reason I've put emphasis on one thing is because I can be ADD. And, you know, you get into a new thing like a new weight program or a new spiritual growth program, and you just jump in and you just get way in deep and you overdo it, and then you get fatigued or tired or frustrated because it's not all working, and then you give up. And Chelsea said it very wisely. It takes time. Start with small things, maybe a snack, not having those snacks, walk a little bit longer, starting with new habits, new direction, and doing a little bit over an extended period of time. That certainly could be an aha moment for you today. Maybe through this program, you're having one of those today. That'd be great. Hey, listen, we got one more day on intentional living, on how to have more aha moments as we wrap up this week. Before we close the program today, again, I want to say a great big thank you to every person, every individual, every family, businesses that stand with us in support of the Intentional Living Center. We do this simply because of your support. Without it, we can't. You are the fuel that keeps us going. Thank you. And if you're not a member, come and join us. This is a great journey. Your monthly support allows us to do this. $1 a day, $30 a month or more would be appreciated. Just go to theintentionallife.com to join us today. Theintentionallife.com. We'll wrap this series up tomorrow. We'll see you then from Intentional Living.